Dareta Akilam Jatarena Grenam.
Sete Puman Sadrik Ananda Sakastaramke.
Sete Puman Vadrigananda Sakastaramke.
Yanna Bisinduru Akanchana Loka Padma.
Yanna Bisinduru Akanchana Loka Padma.
Garbhe Dhyaman Bhagavate Pranatosmitasmai.
Garbhe Dhyaman Bhagavate Pranatosmitasmai.
Kalpanta etara kilam jatarena grinan.
Kalpanta etara kilam jatarena grinan.
Sete puman sadrik ananta sakastaranke.
Sete puman sadrik ananta sakastaranke.
Yanna visinduru hakanchana loka padma.
Yanna visinduru hakanchana loka padma.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai. Kalpanta etara kilam jatarena grinan.
Kalpanta etara kilam jatarena grinan.
Sete puman svadrigananda sakastaranke.
Sete puman svadrigananda sakastaranke.
Yanna visinduru hakanchana loka padma.
Yanna visinduru hakanchana loka padma.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai. Kalpanta etat akilam jatarena grinan.
Kalpanta etat akilam jatarena grinan.
Sete puman svadrika ananta sakastat anke.
Sete puman svadrika ananta sakastat anke.
Yatna visinduru akanchana loka padma.
Yatna visinduru akanchana loka padma.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
Kalpanta
etara kilam jatarena grinam.
Sete
puman svadrigananda sakastaramke.
Yanna visinduru akanchana loka padma.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
Kalpanta
etara kilam jatarena grinan.
Sete
puman svadrigananda sakastaramke. Yanna visinduru akanchana loka padma.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
Garbhe dhyaman bhagavate pranatosmitasmai.
What means? Kalpante.
Kalpante.
At the end of the millennium.
At the end of the millennium.
Eta.
Eta.
This universe.
This universe.
Akilam.
Akilam.
All.
All.
Jatarena.
Jatarena.
Within the belly.
Within the belly.
Grinan.
Grinan.
Withdrawing.
Withdrawing.
Sete.
Sete.
Lies down.
Lies down.
Uman.
Uman.
The Supreme Person.
The Supreme Person.
Swadrik. Looking upon himself.
Looking upon himself.
Ananda.
Ananda.
The unlimited being Sesha.
The unlimited being Sesha.
Sakaha.
Shagaha.
Accompanied by.
Accompanied by.
Tadamke.
Tadamke.
On his lap.
On his lap.
Yad.
Yad.
From whose?
From whose?
Nabhi.
Nabhi.
Navel.
Navel.
Sindhu.
Sindhu.
Ocean.
Ocean.
Ruha.
Ruha.
Sprouted.
Sprouted.
Kanchana.
Kanchana.
Golden.
Golden.
Loka.
Loka.
Planet.
Planet.
Padma.
Padma.
Of the lotus.
Of the lotus.
Garbhe.
Garbhe.
On the horror.
On the horror.
Duman.
Duman.
Lord Brahma.
Lord Brahma.
Bhagavate.
Bhagavate.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pranataha.
Pranataha.
Offering obeisances.
Offering obeisances.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Tasmai.
Tasmai.
To him.
Unto him.
Translation of purport. Is by English. Subhatabrahma Swami.
Jai.
Prabhupada. My dear Lord, at the end of this millennium, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, dissolves everything manifested within the universe into his belly. He lies down on the lap of Sreshnaga. From his navel sprouts a golden lotus flower on a stem, and on that lotus, Lord Brahma is created. I can understand that you are the same Supreme Godhead. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. But Dhruva Maharaja's understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is complete. In Vedas it is said, Yasmin vikyate sarvam evam vikyatam bhavati. Knowledge received through the transcendental causeless mercy of the Lord is so perfect that by that knowledge the devotee becomes acquainted with all the different manifestations of the Lord. Lord Chirodakshayi Vishnu was present before Dhruva Maharaj, who could also understand the Lord's two other forms, namely Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and Karanodakshayi Mahavishnu. Regarding Mahavishnu, which is stated in the Brahma Samhita 548, Yasaika Nisavasita Kalam Athabalambya Jibanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanatha Vishnu Mahan Saiha Yasakal Visesho Govindam Adi Purusam Namaham Jane. At the end of this and every millennium, when all the material worlds are dissolved, everything enters the body of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, who is lying on the lap of Sheshnaga, another form of the Lord. Those who are not devotees cannot understand the different forms of Vishnu and their positions in regard to the creation. Sometimes the atheists argue, how can a flower stem sprout from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu? They consider all the statements of the Shastras to be stories, as the result of their inexperience in the absolute truth and their reluctance to accept authority, they become more and more atheistic. They cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj, by the grace of the Lord, knows all the manifestations of the Lord and their different positions. It is said that anyone who has even a little of the Lord's grace can understand his glories. Others may go on speculating on the absolute truth, but they will always be unable to understand the Lord. In other words, unless one comes in contact with a devotee, it is not possible to understand the transcendental form or the spiritual world and its transcendental activities. So a very important point has been brought out here. Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. Knowledge received through transcendental causeless mercy of the Lord is so perfect that by that knowledge the devotee becomes acquainted with all the different manifestations of the Lord. So this is what the process of Krishna consciousness is all about, that we accept the parampara process of receiving knowledge coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna himself, transmitted through his different confidential devotees. And so that knowledge received like that through that parampara process is a perfect process of receiving knowledge. In other words, one cannot make a speculation, because that speculative knowledge would only entangle him more and more in this world, and he won't even get the proper form of knowledge. So it is absolutely necessary that those who are sincere in life, those who want to understand the ultimate goal of the human mission of life, should learn to at least receive the knowledge that way, the knowledge regarding about the science of God. Now here, this is about Dhruva Maharaj is appreciating, Dhruva Maharaj is glorifying. This is how the devotees, the pure devotees do. Generally, their only business is to glorify the Supreme at all times, in all circumstances. And sometimes you see there are great devotees of the Lord who compose so many beautiful songs to praise Him about the great qualities of the Lord. So in that mood, Dhruva Maharaj is also praising the Lord. And now he's just mentioning about the creation, of this this world, and how the Lord Vishnu's different Vishnu's functions. and how at the end of creation, how all the living entities can go back. So he just say, mention one of his good qualities, so that way the devotee can get in ecstasy just by knowing it, and also fully have good confidence that yes, this is the Lord's pastimes. So this is by appreciating again and again, or by glorifying again and again, your realization becomes greater and greater, higher and higher. In other words, your ecstasy increases. So this is the symptom of a Krishna conscious person. When one becomes Krishna conscious, then he sees things in this real perspective, in this real form, by which he began to appreciate more and more about the great qualities of the unlimited qualities of the Lord. In all directions, at all fronts, at all activities, at every state, and one can appreciate the great qualities of the Lord. So this is a result of Krishna conscious activity. So sometimes you may ask, well, I have been in the movement, in Hare Krishna, practicing the chanting for many years, but I am not getting any taste. Sometimes people ask like that. So the answer is that, see, one should not be so much also anxious that at least the result, because everything is offered to the Lord. But then generally, the mood should be, yes, my dear Lord, I am most fallen, I am most unqualified. And I'm just trying my best just to develop some understanding about the unlimited qualities of the Supreme Being. So kindly bless me so that I can have some understanding. So when one approaches that mood, then the things will be completely different. Then instead of wanting you the result, well, I have chanted for 10 years and I'm only experiencing suffering. And so then you blame the Lord, and then you leave the movement, saying that the Lord is not giving me any mercy. And then you blame. There are so many devotees like that. People ask me like that. So in other words, the mood is wrong there. Totally wrong. The mood. So in that wrong attitude, will be very, very far away. Because Krishna is sometimes very near, sometimes so far away. So the pure devotional platform is that we should always approach that under all circumstances that we are most like a fallen. And because of our so many sinful activities, now I am not competent to receive the blessing at this stage. So I should think like that. I should continue my commitment and even stronger determination and attachment, in spite of my lack of knowledge and understanding, but still I should continue stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. But the mood should be, as the my Lord, I am most fallen. So in that state of existence, then the Lord will appear. It's like the great devotees, like Guru Maharaj and all these great devotees, the Lord appear by their call. It's like Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna in this this is the pastime in this month, Damodar month. Now, although at the beginning Krishna he didn't allow to bind because he made the rope a little short this time, but then by seeing the great sincerity of Mother Yashoda, then he just agreed. That's how he made things happen. So it's not by Mother Yashoda's like effort that she could bind, but rather just the opposite, by Krishna's blessings. So similarly, if we continue strong commitment and determination to understand the signs of Krishna consciousness, then the Lord will give us, understanding and strength and knowledge, so that we can have a glimpse of Him. So that is how the transcendental message is received. So our business then would be just to undertake these devotional activities, this is sadhana bhakti, means following the rules and the regulations, and trying to render service in the old circumstances. Be completely engaged all the time. Actually 24 hours engaged. The hours, even taking rest, is also engagement. Because in taking rest, you can contemplate about Krishna. And you'll see in your dream about Krishna's activities. So like that, when we are kept busy like that, then Maya will not be able to take us away. But the moment you are so free, just like these karmis, because they work so hard, but they have so much free time. So in the free time, they would like the weekends and other things. So what they do, they contemplate how to make the, let's say, demands of the senses fulfilled. So that way, their plans are completely different. So that's why Maya is always taking them away. But in Krishna consciousness, if we're not busy all about talking about Krishna or Krishna's activities, then we'll always be kept busy. And in that state of existence, in the busy mind, thinking about how to render some nice service for Krishna, then Maya will not be able to take us away. That's how you build up your strength. That's how you build up your confidence. That's how you, proceed in the perfection in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, your mind is very flickering, it's very unsteady, and always contemplating on the objects of the senses, and you will be very weak. That's how people go away from Krishna consciousness. That's how you become lethargic. That's how you become somehow aloof from very active service in Krishna consciousness. Then you try to make claims or this and that, and then you're trying to make adjustment what you're doing. But that's not the right attitude. The right attitude would be, even the most advanced devotees always think that I am the most powerful. Just like Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all his Lachandra Thakur, in their songs you see, in all the songs they always offer that I am the most powerful, and I have wasted all my lifetime in this world of Maya. That is the mood. It's the mood of the great devotees. Great devotees never think that they are great. They think that they are the most fallen, the most unqualified. So that approach is required. But that doesn't mean that when there is a little difficulty in our Krishna consciousness activity, you lose hope or you lose confidence and you become unenthusiastic. But this is a system that we have to correct ourselves by the individuals as well as it should be done by individuals, because talking we can talk, right? We can have a meeting, we can have some rules and regulations, or devotees should come every day at 4 o'clock, this and that. We make so many rules and regulations, but these rules and regulations will never work unless we do it ourselves. We get confidence, yes, these are, knowing that these are only for my own benefit, for my own advancement, for my own understanding in Krishna consciousness. So this has to be understood. Because otherwise, all the temple president, all the GBC says, I have to come at 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, like that, and then I have to go. Not like that, but I have to go because this is for my own advancement in Krishna consciousness. So it's that type of commitment. So there will be spontaneous enthusiasm. Then that way, everything will go on much more in the first class. So I think this is the spirit that we have to learn. This is the system that we have to develop ourselves. And because blaming others is very easy. That is the easiest thing. I can put my blame to somebody else. It's very easy to speak and to say like that. But to take the blame, and to learn how to take the blame, and to learn how to, handle the difficult situations, and to be able to not disturb when there are so many difficulties. So these are the arts that we have to learn in Krishna consciousness. Other things karmis are doing, so why do we care? But so these are the techniques that as a devotee we should begin to learn. So then only then we'll be able to understand the message of transcendental knowledge. So this is required. This is required in all our activities, in every sphere of our human life, in our Krishna consciousness activities. Either you're cooking, or you're doing sankirtan, or you're making flower garlands, you're making Sunday feast, or you're making plans for something like that, to use the temple. But I think the art is, the secret of success lies in that. The secret of success lies in being able to invite that mood in Krishna consciousness. That's why Trinada Bhishini said, when one is in that humble state of mind, then everything manifests like a big lotus flower blooming. So in spite of so many ups and downs and other aspects that we experience, but those ups and downs will be like stepping stones to Krishna consciousness. It will not be able to affect it. So this is the result of Krishna consciousness. So here, the application or the result of Krishna consciousness activity is like this. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was so disturbed in the beginning, but now in ecstasy. Because this is a great sincerity in Krishna consciousness. So this is the
resulted we will also get by Krishna's arrangement. So in other words, we have to continue in this routine of making ourselves advancing in Krishna consciousness. So that way we should proceed forward. There should be nothing backward, nothing negative. Negative should be always far, driven away far, far. But it should be always in positive thought of the Krishna consciousness. So then we will begin to experience really the joy and the ecstasy in Krishna consciousness, even in the middle of great difficulties. And this is the result of Krishna consciousness. So, any comments, questions? Yes?
It sounds like you've been talking to a lot of different kinds since you've been gone, in the midst of some fighting or something like that. Is that been the case? Have you seen a lot of people are having trouble with you?
No, not really. What, it sounds like that?
It sounds good, though, what you're saying.
It's a nice experience.
One thing you said about how we have to accept the blame if we made a mistake. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, in the right blame means in the right Krishna conscious framework. This is a suppose if somebody blames, let's say, someone for a certain cause, because it is very easy to do like that in a normal, let's say, mundane dealings. People blame each other and they think that the one who wins, said he's happy. It's like this warfare among these different countries, trying to kill each other. The one who wins, said it's a good thing for them. But in Krishna consciousness, it's the opposite. In the sense that when one is able to see, yes, the way that people react like that is because of lack of Krishna consciousness. When you can see, when the sages and saint people can see like that, this is due to lack of Krishna conscious activities. Let's say on the part of several individuals. That is why he is making such type of remark. So if I can accept like that, and of course from a proper Krishna conscious perspective, then you'll be able to see why somebody is making that type of remark. So in other words, I should not be disturbed. I should not be disturbed when even, let's say, there may be some element of truth. Of course, we'll try to, let's say, rectify or correct that type of mistake. But what I'm saying is that we should not be disturbed by, let's say, these blames may come here and there, but they always will come and go, like the waves in the ocean. But the real analysis or the real like a reasoning would be, look it from a Krishna conscious perspective. Why such things have come? And then, if I can remain myself sober, in a state of dhira, like a completely in a sober mood, and being able to even, yes, even I may have to say something to that individual, yes, we have said like that. So even I can tell in such a way that he feels that, yes, his mistakes are understood. So that way, I'm saying that the blame, we should be able to take the blame in that mood, in that capacity. But of course, if somebody is like the karmis, you know, like blasphemy, like it's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to be strong like a lion and do the needful. Yes?
So, what you're saying makes me think of a couple of other things that I've been thinking about recently, and that is there are these two points. One is it begins. And so, therefore, the resolute determination doesn't take place. But you need that determination to control the mind. So, mm-hmm. It's like what if, it seems if you start on down that road, it's pretty difficult to turn around. I mean, even if a devotee is starting out down that road, like he's getting some attachment, it's really difficult to turn around.
So, I mean, the attachment of the senses, sense objects?
Yes, because already they've started to grow in a fertile garden, and the garden always
so that that has to be transformed. See, the attachment, the sense objects, but those sense objects, if one begins to see that these sense objects are Krishna's products, like the gift from the Lord, the matchless gift from the Lord, if I can begin to transform that those sense objects, instead of trying to satisfy my own senses, but if I begin to just turn around, not completely withdrawing from the service, but rather just turn around and looking at things like that, these objects of senses are the gifts of Krishna. So my only duty is how to somehow my attachment be transformed to offering to the lotus feet of Krishna. That way, it is in a way you are increasing your service in the sense that will even increase the result. But that's a change of consciousness. That's a you start working still doing first class service and then offering everything to Krishna and appreciating about Krishna's glories. So that way, the thing is that when we begin to analyze from Krishna conscious understanding, then everything can be used for Krishna's service. So in other words, a devotee should be able to recognize that my attachment to these sense objects, if I'm just thinking that these sense objects are the cause of my hard working, and then I somehow completely be away from Krishna conscious, activity or thinking, then I'm in mind. But then if you feel that, my attachment, for this service, if it is a way to offer to Krishna, what would result there, then it becomes a into Krishna conscious. So there's in a moment, you can just transfer the whole thing and becoming completely spiritualized from a material perspective. So that is what is meant by Krishna consciousness. We don't abstain from any important activities, but we just transform it. That's like education, business, lawyers, scientists, all these things can be used for Krishna's service. But only the difference between mundaners and Krishna conscious the devotees that mundaners are thinking for their own sense satisfaction. But the devotees are thinking, how can I please the Lord by my little service? And in the meantime, you get so much also like a opulence and a benefit, because by Krishna's blessing, you get everything. Krishna will give us everything back. Everything, we offer everything to Krishna, but he will give us everything back, even more, much more. It's like when we offer Mahaprasad, make nice Mahaprasad, and we offer it, then the Lord gives us back, and then we take the remnants. So like that, we can get, benefit.
Just like you were saying, Shripad, that is in reference also to John Lada was saying, you mentioned something in class that a devotee may be undergoing so many difficulties, but he just has to continue and continue and continue. And it's my experience also, of course, Rupa Goswami said, utsahan, nishtaya dharyat, utsahan, first thing, enthusiasm must be there. So I felt so many times the modes completely covering my consciousness, but just forcing myself to act enthusiastically, like to dance during kirtan, and force myself to engage like that, then I always find that Krishna reciprocates. And of course those verses in the second chapter are really nice. I try to read over and over where it starts, Srinivatam Shvakada Krishna, that Krishna, when he sees that one's eager to hear and chant about him, he himself within the heart begins to cleanse the heart, and then Vidyate Vidya Granthis, the knot is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces.
Yeah.
Also, what he's saying makes me think of something else than that, and also what you're saying, that when we associate with the devotees, when we come to the temple, actually, every movement that we make is Krishna's giving us an opportunity to surrender. And it's those opportunities to surrender, when we take them, we get Krishna's grace. He gives us His grace. He gives us His strength. Even if we're coming in, we're offering obeisance to the spiritual master, that's an opportunity to begin surrender. And here, just coming, getting up, coming and associating, posing to the Lord, there's an opportunity to surrender. And so enthusiasm is coming from that. That is enthusiasm.
Yeah, especially in Kali Yuga, it is a Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, is absolutely necessary. Let's say, so especially in an environment like here, an ashram setting, that way at least the devotees, you know, may be working like a day and night in different paths and other activities. But then at least they come, you know, once in the temple and then have an association with the devotees, then one gets back one's energy, strength, and that way one is free from the influence of Maya. Especially in Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan process, Sankirtan actually means in a gathering, in a collective way, because individual strength is very weak in the age of Kali. But the collective strength, we get little you know, strength each other, helping each other, then we can get the collective strength. So that will go on in our destination, that will drive us to the destination. So individually, it is impossible to become Krishna conscious, at least in this age of Kali. So that's why Sankirtana means, in a collective way, one must say, take up with this Krishna conscious.
So Maharaj, you are saying that how sometimes this devotee says, I've been doing this service for 10 years and I don't become enthused. And we see so many of examples of those things. So what are actually the cause for this? I mean, if they are doing this service because something initiated them to participate in the Krishna consciousness and they were enthused or they have something going, so they were attracted to that, but then after even 10 years or 5 years or so, then they decide, well, you know, this is not for me.
So that's 2 points in that relation, in that connection. That one aspect is the one that I have been speaking, that I take it as a blessing of Krishna. But suppose if I can take like that, suppose if you may not be so enthusiastic after let's say 10 years in Krishna consciousness movement, then if I analyze myself, then I will blame myself. But this is due to my sinful activity or my attachment to Maya is so strong that even if I am 10 years in this movement, I am not getting any nectar. So I should think that this is due to my own attachment to Maya. Or due to my so many sinful activities in so many past lives, so I've been still having that nectar. So that's another perspective. And from the other perspective is that those around him or people, so that actually comes as the duty of the spiritual master also to at least see why, let's say devotee is feeling like that, so that the spiritual master can rectify and enthuse him, then that's another way to remove that enthusiasm. But at least on the part of the individual, the relationships with the other leaders, let's say in an ashram system. In the ashram system, those leaders are becoming also very compassionate and with such a person and trying to do the best is to make sure that those individuals become enthusiastic in this consciousness. So that's another approach, compassionate approach from the other side. I think that's a process that can rectify the difficulty. But among these two, the first one is better, the first point. Taking like that, taking that mood, and then it becomes more natural that way. Not depending, because you're depending on the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master, all under all circumstances, and they having complete confidence, but then imbibing that mood, then it is more proper devotional spirit.
I just wanted to mention that after class, we usually have the Dhammadharastakam prayers before, we didn't get a chance to chant them. Mm-hmm. So if you could chant those right after class, be nice.
who has the good tune?
I don't know.
Because I don't know.
Sometimes
what time is it? It's 5 to 8, right?
Yeah.
What time we finish 8?
Yeah, whatever.
And sometimes devotee says, "Well, I've been here for 10 years, and I like to do this service, and I'm a karma mishra bhakta, or I'm a gnana mishra bhakta, or I'm a yoga mishra bhakta, and so please let me do this way. I'm also doing that, and you know, tendency to part is there. How can we overcome this?"
So that's an art of training. So it is better to lessen the conditions, you know, minimize putting conditions. Let's say it is easier for the for the leaders as well as for everyone, that if we do not make so many conditions, like if all us put our conditions, well, I'm going to stay in the ashram, in the temple, if you give me, if you provide me sustain, and if I do this type of service, then that's too much conditioning. And so that way, what happened is that there won't be any pure devotional spirit. So what is the result? Then Maya is going to come in any moment. So that is why it is better on our part to be fully dependent on Krishna's in this. That is why the spiritual master's words so important, that we begin completely. The spiritual master says, do it this. So if it is better for me if I don't argue, or if I don't make, let's say, an alternative, for what can I do this, because I'm not so familiar with that. And instead of, that is also, sometimes it can be considered, but better is just take it immediately. Yeah, it is the blessing of the spiritual master, and if it's this blessing, so I should do it. And sometimes you may say, well, I'm not an expert in painting, but the spiritual master says, do this painting for me, because I need this to get it printed, and I don't have anyone to help me this time. And then, so my mood will be somehow, you know, praying to the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. I just, you know, put the pen and the paper and just contemplate, and I just at least try to put the pen somewhere in the corner of the paper, and something will happen. Yeah, just say, just this blessing. But then if I, you know, make argument, well, I don't want to do this, but rather I'd rather go there and do this. And so that way, there is some type of uncomfortable mood. And it may not be sometimes in our society, we make so many adjustments. Well, you know, this Buddhist is not wanting to be there, but he'll be better off be like that. So we are adjusting too much, and so many conditions. So that is why we are having so many difficulties. So somehow, this is, I think, should be done in our training program. When a new bhakta joins, and it should be trained in such a way that they, you know, such principles should be understood. But what happens is that, you know, most of us are acquainted with the other aspect, so everyone is acting. We can start acting, and as soon as the bhakta stays about 2 months, 3 months, and it becomes somehow it's a difficult process. So I think better is to imbibe the mood of accepting any order coming to me as a merciful spiritual master and a Krishna. So if I can somehow train my mind in that direction, it is a lot better, be simpler. I'll be much happier, and everyone will be so happy. Oh yes, this boy is so nice, devotee. So everyone will, in such case, what happens is that you get all the service. Everyone is going to ask you, oh, do this, do that. So you never say no. So so if everyone is like that, then I think it's gonna, everything will be so first class. So, so just continue, and I have a very nice tour program in the Eastern United States. I was in Miami. What is the name of the president?
Panchagoda.
Huh?
Panchagoda.
Yeah. Pick me up in the airport. It's one of the distribution in the airport. And very nice chart in Miami. Miami, I was actually in New Orleans first, New Orleans, Miami, and Miami to Atlanta, Atlanta to Philadelphia, Philadelphia, Boston, Boston, New York, New York, Paris, and Paris to, I went to, for the 2,000, more than 2,000 kilometers in Paris, in France, I traveled in a
Toyota. I was traveling all the time from now. I was always moving now.
There's a rumor been circulating, Shripad, that you're now co-GVC for France. Is that a fact?
Where did the rumors come from?
I don't know.
It'll be history in this country. So, anyhow, it was quite nice. And I saw a lot of devotees from England and the parts of Europe. And nice greeting. And very much problem. So I showed my lot of thoughts and reflections. And it was a good experience. I had a very nice program in Boston with the scholars. And they gave me a lot of information and so on. Philadelphia also was very good. One thing in France, I saw is that I went to the temple. There's very beautiful temple. And everyone is so enthusiastic. They're having something like a marathon all the time. And also, I went to South France called Marseille. They have a temple. They hired a rented house, the beautiful garden at the ocean. South France is like one of the beach. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Very beautiful sunshine, and it's very nice. So I went to the temple, and the devotees should be very nicely, very beautiful with Mahaprasad. Short visit, but yes, yes. I was very inspired by the enthusiasm of the devotees and hard work. In fact, I brought one of the devotees, the president, gave me a computer list of. They do with they put the quarter to his devotee and collect from us for a week like that. So everyone is given some special duty. So that way it's gone with a great expansion. It's a nice program. So it's just one thing that it's nice we have like the temple is situated a little more properly. Like a Rupa Prabhupada Murti, Radha Krishna, and these are installed, the deity. It brings a special mood. The devotee's consciousness will become better. And as far as like the temples I visited, all our temples, like in Iskar, Miami, and even Gainesville in the farm, because over this farm, they have a nice deity. And so everything is centered around it becomes a small, a little more serious. When you take it too lightly, somehow the seriousness is not so much there. And I think this would bring the mood of seriousness, and the devotees would become smaller. I think they be able to accept some difficulties. So I'm just feeling that we should also be here, install Tolbas Murti, and maybe install Radha Krishna as a suitable place. Doesn't have to be very big, but a little nice arrangement is made, then I think the devotees will be even more inspired and the seriousness will increase, and there will be a small better result. I mean, this is my honest feeling. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Some of our teaching programs in India that will be conducting with colleges and universities. So I just spoke with Madras and Tirupati in Central Breakfast a while ago. So he's arranging all the programs. So this is an attempt to present Krishna consciousness to the college and the university students. So that they understand the scientific and the philosophical foundation of Krishna consciousness. Our Hanumat and Rasas, they worked hard and produced
and some nice materials. We're attracted to the colors in India. So, after the class, maybe you can have to browse a little bit. So, we talk to, we'll have Mr. Goshi. And the one thing that our mother Ramanretti, she was generous to provide some fund for getting Radha Krishna Didi in India. So she gave us $10,000, and so I'll be ordering Radha Krishna in Jodhpur. The Krishna, we attended that with Krishna's blessing. We will get blue Krishna, blue marble. And Radharani will be very nice, special marble. It's a little bit like what is it, melted gold. It's a white marble there. Some special marbles, which are maybe like that. Our Manipur Didi is just like that. It's a little expensive, and it takes a little longer time to carve the blue marble because it's a little harder marble. But it's very fast class. So that we'll order Jodhpur as soon as possible when we get there. And there is that Pandey. Pandey is the best carver. It is in Jodhpur. So it'll be true. And also, I don't know if we have a little extra money, I'd also like to order a small Radha Krishna of Vrindavan, especially standing just like that. Rishabmurti, Belmati. We should have for Abhishekam, we should have Nati, because marble is not practical for Abhishekam. Painting like that. So I also do that in Vrindavan. So I think this is a very good start to have a new temple in San Francisco in the vicinity. I think we should all very enthusiastically try to increase our devotional spirit, and also like a type of a very serious attempt. All of us, without any exception, everyone, children, mothers, and everyone, all together. So that way, if we have a strong desire to serve the Lord, then the Lord will come. So this is a very important principle in devotional life. Because by the mercy of Krishna, everything can happen. But if we are not so enthusiastic, unless doubtful about whether we'll be able to do it or not, then we always remain on that platform. And it is a fact that it don't happen. But if we become serious and sincere in the praying for the mercy of the Lord, then by the mercy of the Lord it will happen. So I think we should fully depend on Krishna's blessings and the Prabhupada's mercy. Then we will be able to